Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We also don't want a revolution. We'd rather have a restoration of the principles that made America great, one nation, standing with God Almighty. But you know what? They're probably not going to let us have a peaceful restoration. They're going to push for revolution at all costs. And sadly, you see it everywhere. As Joe Biden calls for, quote, unity, he pushes literally for tyranny. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Quick recap of yesterday's show. Listen to this show, ladies and gentlemen. We had on a man by the name of Joe Lozito. And I got this interview from our folks over at Radio 75. Walter Yerkew and Scoop Stanton, Peter Stanton, doing a great job over there, Radio 75. And they I heard about this on their show. And, man, I wanted to get a hold of Joe right away. But the guy's name is Joe Lozito. And Joseph Lozito, it's the story about how he went from just the average regular Joe to a New York subway hero. The New York Subway Hero, My Battle with Evil and the Spree Killer is the name of his book. It's a paperback written in 2014. You got to get your copy on Amazon today. Joe also does a podcast called Coliseum Chronicles, The Penalty Box. The focus of the show is hockey enforcers who have played for the New York Islanders, I guess. So he's way into hockey, does a hockey podcast. But Maxim Gelman killed four people in Brooklyn before slashing at Joe in the subway. You're going to die, you're going to die. The killer hissed as he plunged a knife into Joe. Joe's normal commute to work turned into a nightmare that day back in 2011. The unfortunate twist to this story, ladies and gentlemen, is all this happened in full view of two New York cops who were on the train specifically to arrest the spree killer Gelman, but they literally sat in the motor coach with the train engineer and watched Joe get sliced and diced. They did nothing. Eventually, Joe took down the killer, got the knife away, and stopped him, and then the cops came out and said, "We'll take over from here, son," as they rushed Joe to the hospital. Believe it or not, then Joe sued, said, "You know what? You guys were supposed to protect me." By the way, Joe had no weapons. He just used some MMA fighting skills that he saw on TV to take out this thug. Nevertheless, the Manhattan judge dismissed subway stabbing victim Joe Lozito's lawsuit against the NYPD. Now listen to this. When two officers failed to protect and give him aid, you know what the judge said? "You should have no expectations that the cops will protect you." Have you lost your mind, ladies and gentlemen? The only reason we have the police in the first place is so that they're supposed to protect us. If they don't protect people and property, what value are these thugs? Anyway, Joe's a great guy and doesn't have a bitter attitude about the events that took place. He did survive. If the knife had plunged just slightly differently, Joe wouldn't be here to tell the tale, that's for sure. Well, anyway, the reason we bring this up and conduct this interview yesterday is because Joe had this happen in 2011 on February the 12th, the anniversary, 10-year anniversary of that's coming up. And boy, are we seeking for justice for Joe. Anyway, that was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two, we had on Patrick Simmons, righttowork.org. And we talked about Joe Biden's out of control and promoting unionism, forced unionism. Here's what Joe Biden brazenly proclaimed. "We should change the federal law to where there's no right to work, allowed anywhere in the country. I mean, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden might have become president by hook or by crook, but this guy is a flat-out criminal in the White House. He literally thinks he's in the legislative body. Anyway, we also talked about the New York City police haven't learned their lesson from the Joe Zito case at all. A 9-year-old little girl got pepper sprayed and handcuffed by the cops just recently. The video's going viral. People are freaking out. No wonder folks hate the cops. We also talked about non-voters and registered Democrats were among those who were arrested in the Capitol protest. Hannah Blow for Breitbart writes the piece. We talked about an 18-year-old college student turns his father into the FBI. Wow. Gets $138,000 on GoFundMe. We can't raise $5 around here. It's crazy. Political commentator Steven Crowder is going to sue Facebook now. Says unfair practices. I pray for Steven Crowder in that lawsuit, but don't think it'll go very well. All right. They say they're treating conservative content unfairly. Also, president's actions puts American women and children at risk. Come on, man. Allowing men to use women's bathrooms is just simply bad policy. Take action. Sign the petition. American Family Association. Stand against Joe and his abuse. We also talked about pharmaceutical giant Merck recently dropped out and ended its COVID-19 vaccine trials. Maybe they're not as safe and effective, and Merck didn't want to get sued. Anyway, time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball. And that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts now. And Becky Akers, well-known author and commentator with me. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
Before we go on, what do you think of the summary yesterday's show? Joe Lozito's case is crazy.
Actually, the court is absolutely correct. This is why I have never understood conservatives' love affair with cops. Cops are not required under the law to protect anyone, okay? I haven't yet found the state. This is not the case. It's written into their contracts, as far as I understand it. I've written articles on this and had to research it, so I was astounded when I found out cops are not hired to protect us, okay? And everybody should realize that they are hired to protect the state, to keep insurrections from arising, and we saw that very clearly with the Capitol cops on January 6th. They are hired to keep the peace in the streets so that the state is not held liable for any kind of fight or battle that we might have. This is why cops are so in favor often of disarming people, okay? They don't want us shooting back at them when they quell our riots and our protests against injustice. They are not required at all to enter a home or business if there's a crime in progress. Not required. Okay. The state's primary purpose in fielding a police force is to defend itself from us and, very importantly, to, quote, raise revenue. Those are cops' two primary functions. And Sam, it may help to understand all this if we realize that cops in the 18th century were the armies that kings financed, okay?
In other words, so people understand they were one and the same, ladies and gentlemen.
One and the same. This is one reason why the American founding fathers were so upset at having soldiers quartered among them. They did not want what we would call cops patrolling their streets, coming into their homes, searching for contraband, like cops search for drugs today and guns and other things. The founders actually went to war to prevent that. And conservatives today who claim to be on the founder's side actually want cops patrolling. They want it so much they will pay for it. I hope you all understand now how absolutely destructive this is to freedom. We would be far better off defending ourselves from the few true criminals that are out there, not the criminals that the state manufactures. When somebody wants to take methamphetamine and another guy is willing to sell it to him, that's not a crime. It's a shame. It's a tragedy. It's a sin, but it's not a crime, and the state has no right to interfere. And when it does, it creates an underworld and a black market and killings and all the violence that goes along with that. All right. So that's what your taxes are paying for. You are paying for bodyguards for the state, not for yourself. And you are paying so that you have the privilege of paying more taxes, which are disguised as tickets and fines. I am totally opposed to cops, and I hope after hearing the reasons why, you are too.
You know, it's a tough balance, and I know in Becky's mind she would say it's not. They're all criminal and they're all bad guys. And I understand a lot of that, but I also understand, at least for my in my mind, and this, you know, there is a proper role for saying, hey, let's have someone keep the peace. Let's have someone stop the bad guy. Like in Joe Lozito's case, here's an example. You got government transportation, which is problem number one. Forcing everybody together in some scenario, that's part of the Communist Manifesto. So let's start there for a second. But these cops literally, as this thug tried to get into the motor cage or whatever, the cops repelled him and stopped him from that, but then they hit in the motor cage with the engineer while Joe got sliced and diced with a knife by this evil, murderous thug. Let's come back, talk about it for a second on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
I know Becky's getting ready to protest loudly, but hang tight. We're going to get to it. Becky's going to love it, ladies and gentlemen. Becky Akers with me?
I am.
I understand. Good reason, too. We'll talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, the average Joe, pardon the pun, like Joe Zito, is thinking, you know what? The cops should have protected me. They were right there. They have every obligation. They're funded by us taxpayers. And you know what? They have a duty to perform. But sadly, ladies and gentlemen, Becky is right on this reality. And that's kind of the problem with this discussion, is that you can't argue, listen carefully to me, you can't argue that Becky's wrong. Because the second you do, you will lose based on the current laws. Now, a lot of Americans are saying, well, we got to have the cops because when things run off the rails, it gets really bad. Well, ask Joe, that's true. the problem with the narrative or the discussion, in my opinion, becomes a false discussion. So here's what will happen in the false discussion. All right. Somebody will say, well, we need cops because they got to protect us. We need protection. Well, the fact that we need protection maybe from bad guys from time to time is the discussion. The how we get protection, who we get protection from, and when we get protection, and what funds the protection, and who controls the protection, those become, in my opinion, quintessential questions. Absolutely vital questions to discuss, understand, and should drive, in my opinion, the core of the argument. So listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know much about this, but the headline that I got says this: dear friends and supporters of the Thick Red Line Project. Wow, that escalated quickly, they write. After James Corbett of the Corbett Report interviewed us in mid-November, we were inundated. We went radio silent as our tiny team tried to figure out how to respond to all this coverage and requests that we've received. And here's what we've learned in our first 3 months. One, there's a tremendous demand universally for safe communities, and that includes moral and responsible policing. Listen, having a thick red line sheriff's office or police department will make a huge difference in this. Human capital will go where it's wanted, and it will stay where it is well-treated. It cannot be driven. It must be attracted. Walter Iston, two, there's an amazing level of support available for sheriffs, chiefs, constables, and mounties, that's in Canada, to go thick red line. It's widespread. It's non-political. It's international. Wow. It unites the left and right for diverse but complementary reasons. And it goes on. There's very few things that almost everyone in the world can agree on. And they happen to be the thick red line principles. Do you know what the thick red line principles are, ladies and gentlemen? They are as follows. Live and let live. Do unto others. And no victim, no crime. We're going to provide local groups these fundamentals and discuss them. Becky, are you familiar with the Thick Line Project?
No, I'm not, but I see several flaws already. it sounds very idealistic. It's unfortunate. Human nature does not work this way. People who are set aside and paid, I'm assuming that what they want to do is keep cops taxpayer supported. Is that correct? In other words, the cop's paycheck is going to continue to come from the state. Where do you think their loyalty is going to lie?
Well, so here's what these guys want. They want to crowdsource fund a security force and get it off the government dole so they answer to we the people.
Okay, that's a different matter. I would also suggest, you know, we have a lot of private market cop forces already. It's just that we don't call them that. One thing that state-paid cops like to do is poke fun at these private market ones. So you say a mall cop, and everybody has great disdain. But mall cops are great guys. Think about it. What is their job? Their job is to keep the peace, eject any troublemakers, watch over that particular property.
In other words, okay. Protect the property of the private property owner.
That's right. They're not interested in whether or not you go home and smoke some weed, nor are they going to stop you and frisk you to see if you have a gun. All they're interested in is maintaining the peace and stability of the mall property and preventing shoplifting, okay? And coupled with that is their deference to customers. They've been told by mall management, don't tick people off, don't stop somebody on suspicion because then we lose a shopper, okay? Again, they're not interested in running your lives the way the state is. All they are interested in is preventing any type of harm to the mall. okay? We have similar situations in other private areas. For instance, a factory that hires a night watchman. I'm sure he's called some jargony term now, so I apologize to all the night watchmen out there but for not knowing that term. But a night watchman, again, he doesn't care if you're home shooting up with heroin. Okay, all he's interested in is when you come to his place to cause trouble, he's going to do something about it. This is a long way of saying, when we have private security, that is the optimal situation, because they are concerned only with doing the job they've been hired to do. They're not paid to police your private life. They are paid to police what you're doing on their particular territory, okay? And that's the extent of their involvement. So if that's what these folks intend to do, that sounds fine. That would definitely be an improvement over the current situation. But I would say, too, modern Americans are so far removed from the ideals of autonomy and independence. That's what we should strive for. The father and husband of a family is charged by Almighty God with defending that family physically and spiritually. It is the father's responsibility, one that too many American men are willing to farm out to the state or to a hired gun, in the case of private. I really think we need to get back to that model where a man is armed and capable and will defend his home. And by the way, this also scotches all ideals of feminism, which is nothing but Marxism brought down to the female level. It helps reinforce a man's supremacy in his home, helps reinforce the idea that the home is the castle. I think that would be the ultimate model, but this thick red line is a good alternative to the current situation, which is just out of hand and will continue to milk us all and rob us and let us be victimized. Sam, that sounds like Joe's story. I'm not familiar with it. I had not heard it before, but it sounds like his story completely proves the point.
Oh, it no doubt proves the point. Not maybe. Okay. Not kind of. It doubles down and proves the point like you wouldn't believe.
They let this private citizen be almost massacred, just while the train conductor, who is a fellow employee of the state, they defended. So just take a lesson. I mean, it's crazy to keep bellowing for more funding. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization, and I despise and hate and loathe them. But when they call to defund the cops, now we know they're doing it for the wrong reasons. But that idea is a sterling one.
All right. Now, I want to bring this up right now because there are so many things going on in our nation with Joe. In my opinion, and I'm going to call him this, folks, Criminal Joe is pushing for. It is shocking in what the extremists in our nation are pushing for. All right. Headline says this: no charges for cop who killed woman at the Capitol. So this veteran who, you know, was there at the Capitol, we don't have any evidence she was committing violence, but literally the cops shot her. She's dead now. And there's no charges. No charges for cop who killed woman at the Capitol. So they're going to run around and tell you how many people died. Five people died, and it's all crazy. And all the bad people that went to the Capitol and wanted to, show their redress or ask for a redress of grievance and assemble it. Hey, the cops are the only one that really blatantly killed somebody, and now there's no charges. We'll come back and have Becky respond to that. Black Lives Matter, by the way, has been nominated for a 2021 Nobel Peace Prize as well, ladies and gentlemen. Norwegian member of parliament pushing for this. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five very young children and a man are dead after a suspected family member opens fire in a rampage early Tuesday morning. Muskogee, Oklahoma Police Chief Johnny Teehee said, "You think mass murder with adults. When you have to put that with regards to babies, it's tough." Muskogee Officer Lynn Hamlin IDs the suspect.
The suspect was taken into custody a short time later this morning, and his name is Jaron Dejon Pridgen.
Court records show Pridgen had a previous felony conviction for assault and battery with a weapon and a couple of misdemeanor convictions. The House impeachment managers on Tuesday laid out their case against President Trump, asserting that he was singularly responsible for the occupation of the Capitol last month and must be convicted and barred from holding office in the future. Amazon announced on Tuesday that founder Jeff Bezos will step down as CEO in the third quarter of this year and transition to executive chair of the company's board. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Captain Sir Tom Moore didn't make it. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki reports.
The centenarian who raised more than $40 million for Britain's National Health Service charities has died. Captain Sir Tom Moore passed away after being hospitalized over the weekend with breathing issues. Moore had tested positive for COVID-19 last week. He became a viral sensation last year when he started a fundraising walk, vowing to walk 100 laps of his yard before his 100th birthday. The World War II veteran was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in a special ceremony in July. Moore was 100. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Captain Tom leaves behind two adult children, Hannah and Lucy. SpaceX's latest Starship prototype launched on Tuesday, soaring miles above South Texas in a successful flight demonstration before exploding during the landing attempt. It's a second failed landing in a row after a previous prototype, SN8, failed to land also. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Becky Akers on your radio. Becky Akers is an author, ladies and gentlemen. She wrote some incredible novels. Benedict Arnold, ladies and gentlemen. You think that you know the story of Benedict? You probably don't. Abducting Arnold is her book telling the other side of the Benedict Arnold story. Incredible novel, get it before it's banned. Also, Hailstorm. An incredible book about one of the greatest patriots ever known to the world, Nathan Hale. Great books. Get your copies today. So, Becky, I don't know if you would be a fan of the thick red line, because they say on top of their webpage, they talk about the immorality of victimless crimes, which you would agree with.
Right.
But then they talk about the criminality of civil asset forfeiture, which we would agree with. But then they would say this: what if there was one single change to policing that would bring peace to the streets, save the taxpayers billions, end the COVID lockdowns, eliminate 60,000 SWAT team raids a year, and restore respect for the police?
All right, so all the respect they can handle.
So I bring this up because Tom Woods and others are leaders of this group. I need to learn more about them. I'm not as anti-cop as Becky is, ladies and gentlemen. However, I get her points that, you know what? Their contract is with people who are against you. Their contract is not to protect and defend you like you think that it is. And the Joe Zito case proves Becky's point. This other case example that I just gave you, about no charges for cop who killed woman at the Capitol proves the point. Now Black Lives Matter has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Stacey Abrams, the communist black lady, I guess she's nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize as well. So you look at this thing, though, and you go, hey, if there's no charges for the cop who killed a woman, they didn't need to kill her, folks. Okay? And then when you get this situation where the Joe Zito story that I gave you, and you go, what are cops doing? And the answer is, Becky's right, they're protecting the state. Now, I agree that if we can get them to jettison their funding from the state and take funding from the people directly, you might have appropriate protection and they might actually take care of you. But with the current laws on the books, those kind of security agents, if you will, private security agents, they're going to run up against the cops. And the cops are going to start calling the security agents terrorists. Why? Because government doesn't want any challenge to their authority, Becky.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Now, so, I'm not saying that's right. I'm just telling you that's the showdown with this kind of an idea. The idea is a good one to protect ourselves and have somebody answer to us. I agree with the concept. I'm not so sure how well it will work. We're too far down the road of tyranny right now.
Yes, Sam. And there's another factor coming into play here. Americans, I should say, are very scared and timid and worried because, first of all, they all watch TV, and we should realize that television is nothing but outright propaganda, okay? Even shows like Mayberry RFD, okay? Remember how lovable Andy Taylor was as sheriff and Aunt Bea and Opie and just such a cute little kid and such a well-meaning and benevolent and wise sheriff watching over. Okay, what does that do? That inculcates the idea in us that cops are a great thing, okay? And there were other programs, too, in addition to the nightly news, okay? The nightly news is nothing but in-house propaganda from the government to whitewash its crimes against us. So whether we're talking about fictional programs on TV, there's Simply Entertainment, or the nightly news, you are getting a heavy, heavy dose of propaganda. And the state is telling you exactly what to think and giving you ideas and telling you what it wants you to believe about things, all right?
Now, it's a little bit beyond just propaganda, deception, white lies. It's blatant fake news designed to completely derail common sense and appropriate thought.
Yes, absolute brainwashing. One of the ideas the state plants via its newscasts, via its programming, such as, I don't watch TV, so I don't know the different programs, but there was one on for a while that the music went da-da-dum-dum, and it was all about cops and how they went around solving all these crimes, okay? The idea is that we are just surrounded by criminals. They are lurking behind every bush. They are waiting to rape your women folk. They are waiting to kill you, murder you, torture you. They are ready to rob you blind everywhere you go. It's dangerous. We need cops. We need the state to protect us because there are all these horrible people out there, not to mention the drug dealers. Oh, goodness gracious, who's going to save us from the drug dealers? Okay.
Well, you got to worry about the child molesters and the child traffickers and the kidnappers, too, by golly.
And DHS is right on that. Boy, it's out there hyping all the child trafficking and the child molesting. Of course, the Department of Homeland Security fields one of the biggest forces of child molesters at airports. Okay? TSA, how many kids have they groped? How many children have they put their hands down their pants? How many little girls had they groped their chest? But that's okay because that's DHS. Actually, they had to quit doing that a few years ago because there was so much public outrage. But I'm simply pointing out that there's a very huge double standard. But let me go back to my original point, which is television, radio, the mainstream news works overtime propagandizing us to believe that it is a big, bad, dangerous world out there, and we need the state to protect us. This is not true. okay? Not true. If you get into crime statistics, you will see that crimes have plummeted across the board. The more armed Americans we have, the further crime plummets. Thanks to Obama, who was one of the gun manufacturer's best salesmen, and I expect Biden is going to turn out to be even better salesman. More and more Americans are armed. If you don't own a gun, I urge you to go out and buy not one, but two or three, because the more guns we have, the safer we're going to be. The more criminals are reluctant, the few true criminals that are out there, the more reluctant they're going to be to assault people. The other problem you have with propaganda from the mainstream news and news media is that the state loves to manufacture criminals, okay? Because that makes us more reliant on the state to protect us. The more criminals there are, the happier the state is. So they manufacture them. They turn drug dealers into criminals, okay? Now, only certain types of drugs, because Big Pharma funds politicians to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars a year. Okay, so politicians are beholden to Big Pharma. And this incredibly dangerous experimental mRNA vaccine, quote, vaccines in quotes there because it's not a vaccine, okay, this is one example of Big Pharma's offering. It kills people just as surely as illegal drugs do. It harms and endangers and puts people into convulsions, but it's protected and legal because it gives a lot of money to government, okay? The average seller of pot out on the street likely doesn't contribute to the Dems or the Republicans, okay? So he's persecuted and hunted by the cops, even though marijuana has been proven to alleviate symptoms of multiple sclerosis along with other illnesses, okay?
So this and by the way, not just a few other illnesses, many.
That's right. And this is total hypocrisy. But my main point is that the media has convinced us, criminals surround us. It is incredibly dangerous out there. We need the state. If you just get out from in front of your television and you go out different places, you will see how false this narrative is. If you are a television watcher, I strongly suggest you unplug it, throw it out the nearest window, and never look at it again, because you are not getting truth. You are getting lies the state has concocted and wants you to believe for its own aggrandizement.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned, I'm not as anti-cop as Becky is. I understand her position. Her position's worth discussing. Her viewpoints have validity. There's no doubt about it. And a lot of people are going to criticize me because I am the vice president of operations of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And they say, Sam, you know, you're supposedly pro-cop and you have radio shows on your network that you fund and syndicate that are very pro-cop and stuff like that. I get it, folks. There's a slippery slope, though, about how, you know, where the security in America lies. In the beginning, they had sheriffs that were elected by the people that were local in the county. That's a big difference, an elected sheriff versus an appointed police chief. So there's a slippery slope here that must be kind of thought about and dealt with as well. But I also want to talk about what they're doing in Washington. Joe Biden's preaching unity. It's all propaganda, folks. Hang tight.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
And some people would say, Sam, if you're not fond of QAnon, why are you running a QAnon commercial? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe in free speech above all. All right? And I don't have to agree with everybody everywhere all the time. Okay? Just because I air views from someone who believes in QAnon, that doesn't mean I have to believe in QAnon. Okay? Just because Becky is extremely anti-cop, that doesn't mean I have to agree with her 100%. But we do agree on some fundamentals, and that is free speech. We agree with appropriate discussions and discourse in America. You know what? We can discuss these things. We can advocate for our positions, and we don't have to be threatened by somebody else's position. I'm not threatened by Becky's position. She's not threatened by mine. My position, though, is, you know what? A lot of cops act like the blue plague. There's no doubt about it, and they need to be stopped. But the problem is, you know what? Their contract allows them to do most of what they do. That's why the courts don't prosecute them and stop them. That's why there's no charges for this cop who killed the woman at the Capitol. That's why Joe Zito was in such trouble, because the cops are, hey, they're not obligated. And so Americans need to get caught up on this and understand. I think there's a big difference between an elected sheriff and an appointed police chief. Now, Becky would say, hey, both of those are the bad guys. And to some degree, that's true. But there's a big difference in who they answer to. If we take it out of government and create a private security group, and I can hire people to protect my home, and they answer to me, Becky's saying that's the way she prefers it to be. And I don't mean to put words in your mouth. I'm just articulating what I understand, Becky. Right. But you would say that's the answer, right?
I would say that's one answer. I think a better answer is, if you are the husband and father, it is your God-given responsibility to protect your family. You need to learn how to do that, and you need to arm yourself accordingly. That's the best answer. Are you able to hire that out to someone? Because there may be husbands and fathers that are physically disabled in some way. That would be the second best solution. But this idea that the government will hire armed warriors to protect us is utter fallacy.
All right, here's the interesting headline. They fought the border fence forever. I've never been for a border fence. A lot of people are for border walls and all this kind of stuff. But I simply say, when you can lock people out with a wall or a fence or some type of barrier, you know, you can lock people in too, ladies and gentlemen. Be very careful with that reality check by government as well. But now they want the Great Wall of Washington, Becky. According to Joe Biden, listen to this. Democrats were supposed to be building bridges, not walls. Tell that to his party leaders. Now they want a razor wire fence, a permanent razor wire fence around the Capitol complex. These people are just too much.
They're afraid of us, Sam. They know that Marxism is unpopular in this country with the deplorables. Very popular in cities. New York City is heavily Marxist. Boston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, all of these cities are heavily Marxist. But the deplorables out there in flyover country abhor Marxism. And so the rulers in D.C. are very, very fearful of us, which is exactly how we want them to be. I say let them build more and more walls around themselves. Because, as you said, walls can keep people in just as they can keep them out. And when the revolution comes, because it must, these Marxists will not give up power until they hear bullets whining past them. When the revolution comes, Those walls are going to make it very easy to surround and contain our enemies and the enemies of all mankind, American politicians and bureaucrats.
Now, let's be very clear. We're not wanting a revolution. We're not wanting bullets to whine past. What we really want is people to simply be free to obey the Savior Jesus Christ as they choose and to be left alone. What Becky's point, though, is that these socialists, these communists, whatever ists you want to add to this, they will not allow that to happen. They must, in their minds, lord over us. And that's what's going to cause the war. We're not advocating for it, necessarily. We just want them to leave us alone. But we're telling you that these people are evil, and it really is a Satan versus Jesus discussion. And they will not let it go. They love war. They love destruction. They love lording over people. And that thirsty appetite for that, or that desire in them, is really driving this reality check, Becky.
Yes, and you don't need to take our word for it, Sam. Anybody listening who is skeptical, go research what happens any time Marxists take over a country. We are not the first country whose election they have stolen. We are not the first country that they have assaulted and taken over. Any country, a whole string of them. You can look at Venezuela. You can look at Cambodia. You can look at Russia in the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution. You can look at any country where communists have come to power, and you will find out they follow a set script. What we're watching right now is the first stages where they purge people, okay, where they vilify certain groups. The next stage is going to be imprisonment and execution, all right? Just go and read a history of the Cambodian killing fields. Go read about the Bolshevik Revolution. You will find the blueprint for how communists take over a country. They do not deviate from it, and unfortunately, the only way any country has ever gotten rid of them is by a full-scale revolt with guns and cannon and ammunition and patriots committed to expelling these Satanist worshipers from their country. Okay? And Sam, I want to emphasize what you said about this being a battle between good and evil. It very much is. Karl Marx worshipped Satan. It's been documented over and over again. I mentioned our last broadcast that Richard Wurmbrand of Voice of the Martyrs has a book in which he documented from Karl Marx's papers and poetry that he wrote to Satan that Marx deliberately formulated communism to be a parody on Christianity. Okay, it was his way of blaspheming Almighty God. And you don't have to take Richard Wurmbrand's word for it either. There are numerous works out there that document Karl Marx's worship of Satan. So educate yourselves. If you don't think what Biden is doing and his whole administration of sodomites and freaks and blasphemers, if you don't think what they are doing is a direct attack on Almighty God, you haven't done your research.
It is hard to even comprehend, ladies and gentlemen, but they're planning to build a wall around the Capitol. I just look at that. It's called the Great Wall of Washington. Oh, boy. I understand Becky's point. You know what? Lock these people in. But listen to this. And I want to bring this up because there's a couple of other points here to make. Let me prove to you the deep state exists from both sides of the aisle. Okay, this is government bureaucrats against the rest of us, sad to say. But Lindsey Graham is speaking out now in defense of Donald Trump. Listen to this.
About time.
Lindsey Graham threatens Democrats, quote, if you call even one witness for impeachment trial, we will open up Pandora's box. Let me say this again. Lindsey Graham threatens Democrats. If you call even one witness for impeachment trial, we will open up Pandora's box. And so here's what's interesting to me. Lindsey Graham may not have meant to admit this. And this is why Liberty Roundtable Live takes a different twist on the headlines from everybody else. Everybody else is going to go, yeah, Lindsey, way to defend the Donald. Good for you. Get him. And now the left-right, deceptive, dishonest, satanic paradigm continues, and everybody thinks Lindsey Graham's a hero. Now, I get that they're unfairly dealing with Trump, but that's what the swamp does. I'm not really here to praise Trump all day long, but I am here to acknowledge when he's right sometimes. But here's the point. If Lindsey Graham says to Democrats, hey, if you call even one witness for impeachment, we'll open up Pandora's box. Then what he's agreeing is that if you don't, we'll keep Pandora's box closed. Think of the opposite discussion about this. If Lindsey Graham will open up Pandora's box if they call one witness for impeachment, then that means if they don't call a witness for impeachment, he won't open up Pandora's box. And this is how the swamp on both sides protect itself. I would simply ask Lindsey Graham as a reporter, Lindsey, what's in Pandora's box that you're agreeing to keep closed in a backhanded way, sir? What is in Pandora's box that you're not going to release the Kraken on if they don't bring up a witness? Because the opposite's true. If you're going to open up Pandora's box, if they bring up witnesses or call one witness, then it means you're agreeing to keep Pandora's box closed, right? What are you covering up, Lindsey? And you know what? We need to find that out and put him in jail for the cover-up. Don't know what it is, but I'm saying we need to vet that big time, Becky. Isn't that an interesting admission?
It's a fascinating admission, and it's also, as you point out, an incredibly insider's view of the utter corruption attending every facet of government, every single facet. These people are bought and paid for, but we seldom get that inside information as clearly as Graham just gave it to us.
Now, the White House is asking reporters to submit questions ahead of daily press briefings now as well. So now Lindsey Graham, the media, they're all in bed with the deep state saying, hey, we won't open up Pandora's box. Joe Biden, White House says, hey, to the press, please ask your questions ahead of the daily press briefing so we can be ready for them. I mean, this is insanity on steroids, but that's what they're all admitting to right now in front of your face, blatantly. And how many people have the ability to even think through it and ask the right questions, Becky?
You know, Sam, that's a fascinating point. How many people have the ability to think through it? I was speaking about that with a friend recently, and I was condemning the vast majority of Americans because they are such reflexive Marxists, okay? What I mean by that is you'll get a good, quote, conservative, and yet that conservative will fight tooth and nail for his Social Security payment, okay? His objection to Social Security is never that it is theft, that it steals from those who have and gives to those who won't work, don't want to work, can't work, whatever. And let me say that anyone who can't work needs to be on voluntary charity, not on the tax rolls. But at any rate, if there's an attack on Social Security, good conservatives who would never approve of outright Marxism will be there defending it. Same thing with the schools. Let there be anyone saying we need to defund the public. Oh, no. I vote for tax increases every time because my kid goes to the public schools and I need money for it. This is Marxism, okay? When you divorce defunding
it's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. So it's Marxism, but it's also flat-out communism.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime you divorce payments from the people who are receiving the good or service, you've got communism. Anytime you try to make everyone pay for something that only a few people are benefiting from, this is communism.
Anytime you pull the lever of government in the favor of the few at the expense of the many,
it's communism.
It's communism, so, ladies and gentlemen. You can call it any road you want. You can act like it's a peaceful high road. It's still the same. It's evil, absolutely. And it's got to stop.
So that's what we're up against, Sam.
1 hour in the can. Becky Akers with me for 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Becky doesn't want any government at all. I want very little government. We may not agree on everything, but we can certainly agree to disagree agreeably. And we can certainly express our views and work on the things that we do have time to agree on and focus on. And most importantly, we don't need to be threatened by each other's views. Imagine that for America, ladies and gentlemen. Are the others capable of not being threatened and having that kind of open conversation? I wish they would, because we could change America if they did. Back in a second. Hour one in the can, two coming up. God save the Republic.